Biosystems engineering sophomore Maddie Spohr ain't waiting around. Undergraduate research? Try underclassmen undergraduate research. Yep, thanks to the opportunities in the lab of Dr. Brendan Higgins that she's taken advantage of since she was a freshman, this daughter of an Auburn industrial engineering graduate and an Auburn civil engineering graduate is already up to her legacy in fish feces.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Hello out there in podcast land. It's a great place, podcast land, because you get to hear incredible products like this one, which is brought to you by the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing. It's called Hashtag Getting. It is the best podcast. Once again, we got an award said exactly that. The best podcast in all of higher education. I am Jeremy Henderson, the co-host for the podcast. Communications and marketing is my game, and just told you my name. We have Austin Phillips over here, still in the Buffalo Bills shirt. I mean, this is getting kind of weird. I mean, it's spring, and he's pre-gaming. That's all I got to say.
Nothing.
Is that a Buffalo Bills watch, too? My gosh. Show me the socks.
Hey.
I don't even want to know what's underneath the pants.
Hey. No Bills.
Go.
Listen, I've got nothing else in my life right now.
Apparently not.
The Yankees haven't started yet.
Now, we have the man in green. Scott, you wear green a lot. Do you not? I figure that. Yeah.
And you seem envious of that.
Green with it. I like it.
St. Patty's.
It is coming up. That's my wife's birthday. Probably need to do
Happy
something.
Happy birthday, Jenny.
We have, Scott Key over here on the keys. I never even, that just dawned. Scott Key on
the way
the
things
keys.
Just
we're
going to
call, start calling you Scotty Keys. Today we're joined by a very special guest, incredibly special, Maddie Spohr. I am saying it correctly, right?
You are, yes, okay. Yes.
It could be Spohr, but it's not.
I mean, my family's French, I'm pretty sure, so that might be cool.
How do you say it?
Spohr.
Spiel.
Yeah, because I did say Spohr.
What is it? How do you pronounce it?
Spohr. Like you said, Spohr.
Like
Spohr.
You
said it right.
Just
okay. I said it
just
wrong.
Spohr with an S in the front.
Just Spohr with an S. I like it. Okay. A sophomore in a little discipline known as biosystems engineering. Maddie, thanks first of all. Thanks a ton for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We've
this
heard
is fun.
Rave reviews from old Aiden Kemp, Mr. Astronaut Scholar himself, double majoring in what? Like roller coaster design? Something. I mean, that guy was just doing it
aerospace,
all.
Aerospace, biosystem. He's growing stuff in space.
No, it was Disney that got him into something like that because he saw the trip through Disney.
Yeah,
it was all the plants.
Future.
Yeah.
World or
space phone's ringing. It says telemarketer. Should I put it? It actually says telemarketer on it. Okay. Aiden Kemp has been raving, and then we start saying the name to ourselves. Spohr. It clicks with Austin, and not a lot does, but this, he finally put them together, and you got a couple of parents.
I do.
Who, in fact...
A lot of people got a couple of parents, Jer.
Nerds be breeding. That's all I got to say, because y'all are both... there's some of our Valentines, Auburn Engineering Valentine's couple. Both mom and dad met here.
That is true.
Engineers. In physics class. How about
physics.
That? I mean, that... physics. I mean, that's pretty wild. We've had very few. I don't know. Have we had? I mean, I know we've had... the children of engineers. I don't know if there was actually, we've had that both were Auburn grads. Does that ring
that
any
the
bells?
Parents were?
Both Auburn engineering grads. I feel like maybe one or two.
Yeah.
Maybe
I think,
one or
yeah,
two.
We
anyway,
do, yeah.
You're
not
still,
many.
You're rarefied
yes.
air here.
Very
rare
much.
Company.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, so let's get the backstory before we get into things, because we've got to talk about your, Aiden was... There was a reason, let's just say, before we get into it, that he recommended you. But where are you from?
I'm originally from South Florida, an hour north of Miami. And in 2015, I moved to Alabama. So when people ask me where I'm from, I kind of say both places just because I feel more like a Floridian, but I've lived here long enough where I should probably mention that too.
Sure.
So,
9 years now.
That is true.
We're getting on up there. It's half the life, isn't it? Or close to it?
Close.
We'll be there soon.
Well, but her dad was helped keeping the lights on in Florida, so that.
Is that what he was doing?
He was.
Oh, FPL.
Okay, mm-hmm. Florida. We'll say Florida.
Yep.
Well, what part of Alabama? At least give me that.
Auburn.
Yeah.
Since 2015.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's
right. I don't know. Why am I looking? Y'all don't need to look at me like that. That wasn't established. Scott, was that established? I don't think it was established.
It was not.
Okay, good. All right, well, War Eagle, that's great. You know, a lot of people, we usually ask, so what got you into engineering?
Yeah.
Your DNA, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that's what did it this time. But maybe let's talk a little bit about that, because sometimes you got some, you know, preacher kid kind of folks who rebel and whatnot, and, you know, you could have gone against the grain, but you went very much with it. So let's talk about that.
Actually, I didn't start out in engineering.
Perfect.
So I have an older sister, and it's just the two of us, and she did chemistry and Spanish. That was not related, but I mean, just to show that the first kid didn't do engineering either. So I started out molecular biology because I wanted to be a genetic engineer ever since my freshman year of high school. And then I kind of realized that that was like really specific. And if I didn't eventually like it in the future, it might be hard to do something else. So I was like, okay, well, I don't know, engineering, like you can do a lot of stuff with that. And then I was kind of looking at like the disciplines. And then I ended up having lunch with a few biosystems students my freshman fall semester. And they were kind of talking about the major and the things they were doing. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, this is exactly what I want to do. Like trying to help the world and the earth, but also through like an engineering perspective. So then I actually walked from that lunch over to COSAM and said, hey, I'm changing my major. And then they explained it to me, which I could have just done online. But
you needed to tell them.
I needed to walk
across
campus.
I like the symbolism
campus.
Of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's,
take it, COSAM.
Yeah. Mic drop.
Love you, COSAM.
Yeah. Well, biosystems. Biosystems more than 50% female, I believe now.
I think we're past.
What does that do for you? Unlike probably some other classes that you walk in, that you are a minority, that you can be in some of these places and so many people look like you. What does that do for you just being in that environment of, I can do this just as much as my peers can?
I've actually thought about that a lot ever since I joined the engineering school. And it just kind of makes me happy to see a lot of women just kind of breaking boundaries, because when my mom was here years ago, she was one of the only women. I mean, there were enough, but still the numbers percentage was a lot smaller than it is now. And so it just makes me excited to see like how far women in engineering have come, and that maybe I could be like a small little piece of that. So it's like, it's exciting, and it also is empowering for women in STEM. Women in STEM.
What would mom think when you pulled the trigger and you made the switch?
Actually, my parents are just really chill in general. So I was like,
whatever.
Hey, I think I'm going to do engineering. And they both were like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Yay.
All right.
So they were excited.
Well, tell us mom and dad's names and what their majors were.
Oh, my dad, Michael Spohr, or Mike. He was industrial engineering, and then my mom, Kim, or Kimberly Spohr, is civil engineering.
Awesome.
Civil.
Awesome.
All right. Had to think about it for a second. I like it. Well, I mean, you know, is there, like you said, a legacy, I guess, you know, women in STEM growing up, but carrying on, I mean, what did the sister, what did she end up in finally?
So right now, she teaches Spanish temporarily and English as a second language. She eventually, I think, wants to become a translator. But her first plan was just to be maybe a doctor, and that's why she went chemistry. But then she decided she loves Spanish and pursued that. And so then her ultimate goal was medical translator. And so for the time being, she's a Spanish teacher before she kind of like steps out and does a little more with the translation part.
See.
How do you say engineering in Korean?
Oh, Konghak.
I knew it. I knew it. There we go. How about that,
or
huh?
You can say...
God, I'm so happy you knew it.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I knew it too. But Konghak is like the study of engineering, I think.
That works.
But like engineering is... It could also be engineer.
Well, so
let's say if you're wrong, we don't know.
Let's get to the story behind that. I mean, not everybody knows. I mean, Scott may know it. But, you know, Korean, there was a story out there, and it seems like it's once again an all in the family type situation here, about Korean. There's a university program. Korean is the second language. I don't even know what it is, but you probably do. Can we talk about that for a second?
Before? Sure.
But then we're going to get into the undergraduate research.
Okay.
But I'm going to let Austin do it. Here, we'll have to delete that. He asks the questions about the undergraduate research. Go ahead.
So in FOI is the Korea Student Center, King Sejong Institute, and they have this program called the Korean Buddy Program, and they have it every semester, and it's where you sign up, and then you're placed in a group where half the group are people from Korea, either interns working locally or exchange students, all from Korea, and then the other half are what they call domestic people, or just, I guess, people who are not directly from Korea. And so my mom, my sister and I started learning Korean like years ago when I was in high school. I'm not like as good for how long I've been studying, but anyway, this program is just mixing like cultures and learning about different people and stuff like that. And so I also get to practice my Korean through that. And it's a lot of fun. I love it.
That's awesome because, I mean, especially in this state and even in this area, mm-hmm. that, you know, some of the automotive manufacturers, you know, we've got a lot of Korean companies here, a large Korean population. So that's awesome to be able to bridge that gap. That sometimes the language barrier, you know, can...
So when you drive on, you know, there's a lot of billboards, too. Can you read them?
I can.
You can? Oh, that's so cool. And the church marquees, there's a lot of that action, too.
That is true.
I'm just saying. So that's pretty cool, a little special power there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about undergraduate research.
Yes, there you go. You say that so well. Yeah, it's an important topic.
Well, it really is, because a lot of our undergrads really just don't understand that those opportunities are there. So how did that opportunity arise for you? And then what are you doing? Who are you working with?
So spring of freshman year, so 1 year ago, I was looking for a summer job because, you know, just got to work over the summer. I didn't really know kind of where to go. So I was like looking at all these like places online and interviews and all this stuff. But then I was actually on Instagram and I follow Auburn Engineering, and they posted on their story undergraduate research, and it said Biosystems Engineering Department. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that'd be so cool if I could like get maybe my feet in the water and toes, feet?
Both.
Okay. Put it all in.
Jump in. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could jump in and
not head first. You're going feet first, but that's okay.
Sure.
Exactly. And so just kind of get more involved in the biosystems department. And so anyway, I clicked on the link, I applied, and the funny thing is that I read the description of the job, and it just said, like, you work over the summer, the hours and all this stuff, and then I applied. But then I was like, oh, wait, like, maybe I should go back and dive a little deeper into what I'm actually doing but I still had applied.
Never stopped me.
But it actually worked out for the best, because when I started researching, all it said was that you're working in aquaponics, and I actually didn't really know. I didn't know what that was, but I still applied, which I don't know if that's like the best idea, but it worked. So then I looked it up before my interview, so I kind of knew what we would be talking about and if I had any questions and stuff like that. So I looked it up, and it's growing food from fish water, and I started watching all these videos and I instantly fell in love.
Did you happen to listen to a certain podcast with a certain biosystems engineering professor named Dr. Brendan Higgins by chance?
Actually,
you did not.
I had never met him before. A lot of people had his intro to biosystems class, but I did not take it. I think just because it didn't work out with my schedule. And so I ended up taking intro to materials engineering, which still counts. So I had actually never met him. And I didn't know that he was involved in this until I applied. So now I had my interview and then I got the job, thankfully, yay. And then, so I work for Dr. Higgins' lab and under him is a biosystems PhD student named Shima Razai. And we work with aquaponics, which is growing food from fish water. And we are looking at coupled and decoupled systems as well as the micro community within these systems. So even though fish and plants, like you can see them, they're really cool and they're right there. The most important aspect of aquaponics is the micro community because they are the reason that the systems stay alive and stuff. So,
well, and I think one of the things that makes, you know, your experience maybe, you know, somewhat unique is when we usually talk to these folks, when you usually ask your question, you get all wide-eyed and everything, undergraduate reader, usually they're like seniors and such. Usually they're on the, you know, that they're waiting, they're doing all the, they're taking care of the cores, they're getting, making sure they got the sheepskin before they, you know, really launch into that sort of thing. You did it as a...
Yeah, fish poop knows no classification, no, Jared.
No, you're never too young. Do not let anyone look down on you because of your age when you're dealing with fish poop.
There you
and
go.
And aquaponics.
There you go.
And some of you did it as a freshman. Now, I mean, did
That's real. I mean, again, that's really, really spectacular. And I really hope that other undergraduate students are listening because we do run into that, Jared, that, you know, we hear, I didn't hear about this opportunity or know this opportunity existed until it was in my later in my career, in my student career. So to hear you get involved early on, that's what we want. That's what we want our
Maybe
students getting
Maybe they
should
start following
involved.
Auburn Instagram's, Auburn that, Engineering's Instagram account.
This is the best marketing for our Instagram account I've ever heard.
Cassie Montgomery finally making a difference in this office,
done.
I swear. Anyway, well, you know, I got to think. I know you said they're cool and they're just, oh, that's great and everything. But you got to know that, you know, dad, mom are proud. Did we mention that Mike is on?
Auburn Alumni the Engineering alumni, Council. Yeah, I work with Mike. He's been on the council as a member now for a couple of years. Great addition, you know, great experience, especially, like I said, you know, I believe he was VP at Florida Power Light there for a while. So, yeah, great guy. You definitely got great genes in the in the family.
Thank
well,
you.
Got to know what's next for you. What are our plans moving forward?
Well, I mean,
what are we looking at? We
still got a little while.
Yeah, we do. Where are we thinking? We're wanting to go career wise. Next steps after undergrad.
Ooh, I've been thinking about that a lot because doing this research has been a lot of fun, and so it's really making me think about my future schooling. And so for sure, I definitely want to go to grad school to get a master's, but kind of being around these PhD students is kind of making me think, like, what if that's a possibility, like wanting to get my PhD? But I'll just see kind of what unfolds in front of me because I'm not 100% sure kind of what side to biosystems I want to deal with. Like, I know I love water and I love plants, but I also love like renewable energy and stuff like that, which, I mean, you could also still deal with plants and,
sure,
and water with that. But it's just kind of like, I'm not 100% sure where I'm going, but I know that if there's a reason, there's no, that's cheesy.
Hey, well, you got some time.
Yeah, you do. Well, and you may want to keep an eye out on the Instagram account because I think in the next day or so, we'll have another post advertising our ABM program, Accelerated Bachelor's to Master's.
I have seen that.
So that you can start getting some of that credit working on that master's because there's a phenomenal graduate school that is literally 0 miles from here that you ought to really consider if you're looking to expand on that education and maybe go on the PhD or academia world. Home can still be right here.
I've thought about it. Could join you over there.
Okay, let's go.
Do I look like Corley material?
For sure.
Let's find out.
You just don't seem like the fish poop guy to me, Jer.
I could do it.
I don't know.
I found it very
fish
fascinating.
Fish poop knows some boundaries.
There's got to be a pun in there somewhere. Finn. Anyway. Manny, I can't thank you enough for taking the time.
Tell the folks we said hey.
Yeah.
Of course.
And Higgins.
Oh,
love
you
that.
Got
love
it.
Love that guy. And listen to that episode. Go ahead. It could do some things for you. You could drop, you could get in some good with him. That's just a thought. Well, hey, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.